Exclusive, Vivek Ramaswamy, Transgenderism is a Mental Health Disorder. By Hannah Blow on July 6, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy said he will absolutely sign the Concerned Women for America's Pledge to Women, telling Breitbart News Daily that transgenderism is a mental health disorder, and the compassionate thing to do is not to affirm the confusion of those suffering but to help them. Ramaswamy told Breitbart News Daily that he would absolutely sign the organization's presidential promise to American women, which states, in part, as President of the United States, I promise to uphold the truth that women are exclusively female. Only women can be pregnant and bear children. Only women can be mothers. The pledge also states that the status and dignity of women and girls will not be compromised in law or policy under the signer's administration and establishes sex as a scientific reality. That sex is binary is a scientific reality, and all federal agencies will be directed to uphold this fact in every policy and program at home and abroad. A person's claim of gender identity does not overrule their sex, the pledge reads. My administration will focus on affirming sex-based distinctions that protect women in every area, such as shelters, prisons, housing, healthcare, defense, education, and sports, it adds. I will protect the dignity of women and motherhood in all circumstances, it concludes. Former President Donald Trump is the first presidential candidate to sign the pledge, but Ramaswamy could be right behind him. Absolutely. I would sign it. Absolutely, he said. That's an easy one. And the reality is transgenderism in this country, it is a mental health disorder. Call it for what it is. It's been treated that way for most of our medical history, the anti-woke businessman said, speaking of gender dysphoria. So my view is that people, especially kids, when they say their gender doesn't match their biological sex, that means they're suffering from a condition, and the compassionate thing to do is not to affirm that confusion, he said. That is not compassionate. That is cruelty, and we need to actually reach out and help the people who are suffering instead of making the rest of society bend over backward to change our way of life, to mold ourselves to warp into their deluded and mentally deranged state. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Vivek Ramaswamy, July 6, 2023. Ramaswamy said adults are free to dress as they want and do what they want, but he made it clear that there is a line in the sand. But you're not going to change the way we play our sports. You're not going to change the way we designate our bathrooms. You're not going to change the way that we live our lives, the language that we use, and you're certainly not going to use that to foist an ideology onto our children. Ramaswamy said, asserting that doing so is causing even more of a mental health epidemic because of how much we're obsessing over it in our schools and our other institutions. Ramaswamy added that he has been discussing this issue for a long time and said it is time to stand for sanity over the real mental health epidemic that we're facing in our country. And part of that mental health epidemic is the epidemic of transgenderism, including in our youth. And I think that we need leaders with a spine to actually stand up to it, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.